You're a big TechCrunch guy.
Love tech.
You love tech and science.
I love tech. I just, again, I'm still in the infancy stages of me being able to explain it, but I love tech.
Explanation's tough.
It's hard.
You're like somebody who's good at math that just can't show their work.
Basically.
You have all the answers.
That was my move in math.
What's that?
I would cheat. I would copy a long algebra equation and just be the teacher would be like, well, how'd you get it? I'm like, I just fucking like pieced it together and I just anything, do another one right now. And I'd be like, no. I'm like, this is a different type of problem. I can't. I just cheat viciously.
I told you that time that my teacher made me take the test. So every math test, the class before us would take the test.
Yeah.
And somebody would put it in their calculator what all the answers were. So then I'd just go into the test and they were fucking multiple choice. He would use Scantron for our math tests. So it was perfect. It was so easy.
You had multiple choice math tests? Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah. Well, just one guy, one grade. And then I was out the one day they took the test, so I had to take the test again. He gave me a different test that was actual work. And I didn't. This is like mid-year.
Zero?
I got a zero. I didn't even know how to show the work on anything. I wrote 3 for the answer on every single one. I just wrote the number 3 under each question.
Oh, that's so fucking funny. Yeah, when I would cheat in math, so I would look, get the answer, be like, cool, and then I would structure my own fake work to like how I figured it out, and it'd be like all kinds of crazy fucking numbers and like scattered around.
Yeah, and like scribble over
yeah, and I'd write it.
Like, I already did this, but like, don't worry about it.
E equals MC squared, and I'd be like, 3 remainder 2. I was fucking sick at math.
No, you weren't. You cheated and didn't know how to do the work. This is like your space knowledge. This is like your fucking tech knowledge now.
But my mom, I used to read encyclopedias when I was little.
Oh, man.
We had the Encyclopedia Britannica, and I used to read about outer space when I was little.
It's serving you well.
But I would literally just like look at pictures.
We didn't have the shooting star conversation on this
one. No, we didn't.
I was making fun of my friend for not knowing. We were looking at the stars, and we saw a shooting star. And he looked at me and was like, is that really a star shooting? And I thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And then I told it to Matt, and Matt was like, wait, that's not a star? No.
I figured, you know, weirder things happen in space.
True.
Wormholes.
You got some words. You got some good words.
You know? Quantum fields.
How many planets are there in our solar system?
Well, how do you stand on Pluto?
Pluto's out.
You serious?
Yeah.
I'll walk right now. Pluto
answer
counts.
The question, dude. This isn't math. You can't just hide your work. You can't try to get out.
Well, now there's 12. There were 13. Well, are you talking about there's other ones they've been finding too? You talking about Planet X? The sub-nebula?
I don't know how many planets. I thought it was like 8 or 9.
There was 13 pre our little Pluto thing.
Now we're down to 12 planets? I thought it was 8 or 9. 9.
Let's see how many planets are.
Hold on, dude. This is big for the pod. I have no idea.
All right, let's find it out. I don't know. Find it out in real time.
Good pause for the listener.
I know. You hear me typing?
9 planets.
Just 9. There's not 13. I'm counting more like exoplanets and moons and stuff.
There were 9. Now there's 8.
Yeah, I'm counting more like exoplanets and moons.
You have all those exoplanets.
Rings.
All
right, we're going to take a solar and lunar eclipse quiz right now.
No.
It's a 5th grade level quiz.
I don't know anything about it.
Click here to take the test. It's going down right now, bro. Which of the following best fits into the blank? An eclipse is defined as an astronomical event that occurs when one celestial object moves next to and back of and top of the shadow on top of.
Were you reading me multiple choice answers there at the end?
Yeah, yeah. There's a blank.
When it moves, what were the
next to and back of into the shadow on top of?
Into the shadow. Well, wait, no, it causes the shadow. I'm gonna go into the shadow.
Okay. I'm going on top of. Submit. Oh, we didn't fucking pick an answer, goddammit.
Well, what does it mean by on top of?
I don't know. What, dude.
You're fucking internet sleuth. You're terrible at it.
What?
Like the
we needed Jamie, dude.
The resources you use to find data on the internet.
I took a 5th grade fucking test.
You clicked like a clickbait thing.
No, it was literally as a 5th grade. It was academic.
Where did you find that?
I just Googled 5th grade science space test.
We're here chatting minions.
Live in the den.
Who's your favorite minion?
Dude, honestly, I don't know anything about the minions. I just think they're funny. Honestly, I have no idea. Apparently, I was like Minion Dave for Halloween. I didn't know that was even a thing. I'm back on the OG Minions and Toy Story.
You're not even a fucking Minion fan.
That's where they came from, Toy Story.
No. Nah. Right?
That wasn't them.
There's
the little
green
things
aliens.
No, that wasn't Minions.
No, dude. You don't even know Minions. You're such a, everything is a fraud, dude. You're like, yeah, I know a lot about planets.
There's 13, dude.
I know a lot about outer space.
That was before the fucking liberals hacked up the solar system and there was 13 planets. They took Pluto out. They're like, Pluto's not a planet.
That was 9.
That was fucking...
And then they dropped it to 8.
You're not even thinking about the exoplanets, dude. And all the,
name one exoplanet.
Planet X. Planet
two.
UC-193.
Two. I forgot classified. About UC-193. My bad. I forgot about once. UC-193.
My brain more so gets like snippets of a lot of things.
I can tell.
So I kind of just like, I'm like, that's pretty cool. And then I just, that's about that. I just kind of fantasize about
what's
it.
What's great about it is you'll catch a snippet.
Yeah.
And then be like, I can present this entire field.
Yeah.
You'll be like, you know about the economy. The Irish are actually the number two median income in America. And it's like,
that was based off
impossible.
A study. That was based off a study.
Impossible.
But I guess, like I said, he probably just did like the, probably should read the whole book. That's what you, I mean, it's YouTube's fault, dude.
YouTube is pumping you with
false
info.
I was made to pick up like 1 minute of info at a time and be like, perfect.
Now
self-driving cars, got it.
Now
let's
I'm ready
go.
To discuss. Even though no one's asking me about it, I'm ready to present this information. Man, I would have loved to see you give a presentation on anything.
In school?
Oh my god.
It was
god.
Dude, it was purely
oh
made
my
up.
God.
Pure bullshit.
Of course. You probably looked at the book for like 20 seconds before and were like, easy.
Dude.
This is easy. I'm going to breeze through this. And you get up on the mic and you're just like,
My God, dude.
The 14th planet is UC-193.
Dude, I used to never prepare. And then I would be like, all right, it's my turn. And I would go up there and I would just have my PowerPoint would just be like loaded with fucking shit I could just look at. And just I would just start, I would just basically
like,
filibuster.
Look at this guy.
I would just filibuster. I'd be like, I was a business major. So I'd be like, a company's like a house. You have all the parts moving. You got to figure it out. And I would just do all these
holy
stupid
shit.
Platitudes. And then eventually I'd be like, all right, why don't you step in, Sangeet? And I was in international business. So like my Indian boy. I'd be like, yo, bro, step in, take it over. He's gonna, and dude, when people ask me questions, I would get so mad. They're like, wait, but like, how does? And I look at him like, shut the fuck up, dude.
You would set it up and knock. They would knock it down. You were the face. You were the Trump, dude. You were just the. You were the face of the business.
I was just pointing, smiling, dude.
You were getting the people going.
Yeah,
everyone was happy.
It was
like,
fun.
I'm gonna bring in my dogs for the info.
Bringing my numbers guy. They're going in there. But yeah, I would go to like theoretical, just like, well, you know, this modality of business.
My mom just sent me that fucking little project I did as a kid.
That was fucking
my
funny.
My whole class had a class recipe book, so everybody was supposed to bring in their favorite recipe. And I definitely did not tell my parents or prepare for it. So
you didn't
like,
prepare at all?
Every other kid had like 3 pages on like beef macaroni casserole, like a 5-page
something
fucking
elaborate.
Layout with like real directions and shit. And then you get to Shane Gillis's page and it just says hot turkey sandwich, warm gravy. No amounts at all. Everybody had like a cup of flour, all this shit. This is it. Also, it's hilarious. The top of this page says hot turkey sandwich, Shane Gillis, warm gravy, turkey breast, heat bread. That was it.
That's so funny.
And then
funny.
It literally says that's it.
What'd you use to heat your bread in? What was your method for that?
I don't even think you heat the bread. I think you just have regular bread.
Heat the bread via the gravy?
I'm ready for some hot turkey sandwiches now you mention it.
That does sound fucking good.
Yeah, you take the gravy leftovers and the turkey leftovers.
What'd you get on it?
Throw it in there.
What'd you get on it? What'd you get on the grade?
Oh, the grade? What was? I don't know. I doubt it was a grade.
Pass.
I think they were just like...
Like, look at this
wow,
shit.
Wow, this guy, this kid's already a doofus.
What was your... Do you guys do a yearbook quote in 8th grade?
Yeah, I don't remember it. I know I dicked around.
What was your quote?
I don't remember it.
I remember mine.
What was it?
So I got so much game, I need a referee. It was from my...
You've always been a dickhead, dude.
Yeah.
That was like an and-one t-shirt.
Yeah. And then my friend copied me and said, like, I don't know where you bought your game from, but he kept the receipt. And it came out, and I was like, you were such a fucking dick, dude.
He stole your shit, dude.
He stole my shit, dude.
Damn.
About game. I was running game, dude, for a long time.
I used to get the retakes every year for the class photos, because the first one I would fuck up.
Yeah.
And the second one I would go down and try to maintain that face.
Uh-huh.
And Donald would get the retake, like, with one eye crossed. Like
we got in trouble for 8th grade photo. It was nothing really? But just, like, full-on, just, like, shit face. Just, like, someone told me, too, that your freshman year... No, someone said your senior year picture didn't matter. Because they're like, college, take all your transcripts and shit, and it's just your junior year picture. So a lot of people for the senior year made like really silly faces and it went out to colleges.
Wait, your photo goes to colleges?
Apparently one guy said that. He was like, yeah, they had my whole thing. Like my whole package went out and they're like, yeah, dude, we saw your photo. And they're like, what the fuck is that? And they're like, I didn't think that you guys got that one.
No, dude, there's no way colleges take photos.
Maybe.
I think that kid horse fed you.
Think he horse fed me?
That's a horse feed.
Shit, because people were putting like tinfoil in their teeth and like smiling and shit. Yeah, and like, dude,
there's zero chance a college is like, please include the senior portrait as well.
Really?
Yeah, no one wants to
check you out, see how hot you are.
No, that's why you check like your race. That's it. They're not like looking at it like.
You check that?
Is this kid hot?
Do you check race or no?
I say other every time, dude.
I don't. I decline to respond. I think if you decline to respond, they're like white.
I don't know.
Because otherwise, you're like, hell yeah, I'm that. Let me in. For white, I'm like, I'd rather not say. And they're like, super white.
Very white.
He's out.
Declined.
Yeah, he's out.